AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is a very good afternoon.
A prisoner exchange is complete with Russia, three Americans among them. President Biden confirmed the agreement after they were safely out of Russia.
Today we're bringing home Paul, Evan, also Vladimir. Three American citizens, one American green card holder. All four have been imprisoned unjustly in Russia. Paul for nearly 6 years.
Russia got back a number of its imprisoned citizens, including Vadim Krasikov, held in Germany for killing a former Chechen rebel. It's the largest prisoner swap since the Cold War, involving 26 people. Former President Trump is still under a gag order in his hush money case. A New York federal appeals court denied his request to lift it. Hundreds of people remain under a wildfire evacuation order close to Denver, while officials say one person was found dead inside a burned-out home in Lyons, Colorado. Former Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is being laid to rest in Houston.
Thank you, Lord, for her eyes for observation. Thank you, Lord, for her mind for evaluation. Thank you, Lord, for her heart for consideration.
She died last month at the age of 74. Hezbollah's leaders warning the conflict with Israel's entered a new phase as he addressed mourners at the funeral of a commander from the group killed by an Israeli airstrike in Beirut. Also in Iran, another Hamas leader, likely killed by Israel, was remembered. Women's gymnastics are underway in Paris. Both Simone Biles and Suni Lee are on the floor. A new judge is announced for American Idol. Here's our Margie Zaralata.
Carrie Underwood will join Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan on the judges panel for American Idol. She replaces Katy Perry, who is leaving to pursue her own projects. The new season with Underwood as judge begins in the spring.
This is AP News. F-16 fighter jets have been delivered to Kyiv by Western nations, but that couldn't help as Russia launched its largest bombardment of drone strikes in months.
Ukraine's Air Force says forces shot down all 89 Shahed drones launched by Russia in a nighttime attack on the country in what was one of the largest drone barrages this year. No damage or injuries were immediately reported in the bombardment, which mostly targeted the region of Kyiv, the capital. One aviation expert tells the AP the Russian drones are being shot down by Ukraine's Soviet-era aircraft. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
African health officials say there's been a big surge in monkeypox cases, up 160% so far this year. It's now been detected in 10 African nations and expected to spread. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.